This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A hostage in Gaza has been rescued by Israel after 326 days in captivity. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports on what the hostage said after being freed.
Al-Qadi spoke to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after his rescue from his hospital bed, thanked the Israeli leader for rescuing him, but he also reminded him that many others remain behind in captivity.
Food prices in Gaza City are soaring, and Palestinians in the north of the Gaza Strip, where people have been hit hardest by hunger, say they can barely afford anything to eat. More than 40,500 Palestinians have been killed in the war, according to Gaza's health ministry. The crowded enclave has been laid to waste. Most of its 2.3 million people have been displaced multiple times and face acute shortages of food and medicine, humanitarian agencies say. Ukraine's first lady wants her country's children to see themselves as a generation of winners, not war victims. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Ukraine's first lady, Olena Zelenska, has called for swift action to ensure the country's children do not become a lost generation. She says, we now as adults have to be not just active, but very fast. Indeed, it is difficult, even when there is still process in the defense of the country. But I am sure that political will multiplied by international cooperation can do wonders. Zelenska was speaking at a rehabilitation camp for children from frontline in battles. Cities. Speaking to the Associated Press, she said working with the next generation was both a moral obligation and a strategic priority for Ukraine's future. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. United States Special Counsel Jack Smith on Tuesday filed a new indictment in Donald Trump's January 6 case following last month's Supreme Court immunity ruling. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The indictment keeps the same criminal charges against Trump, but narrows the allegations against him, removing references to Trump's interactions with the Justice Department. The Supreme Court said last month that Trump is entitled to immunity for that conduct. Still, the indictment keeps the allegations that Trump tried to pressure then-Vice President Mike Pence to refuse to certify the electoral vote count. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote last month the interactions between the two men amounted to official conduct, for which Trump is at least presumptively immune from prosecution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Telegram boss Pavel Durov has been transferred to an investigative judge after his four-day French police interrogation ended, a judicial source said on Wednesday. The investigative judge will now rule on whether to place the Russian-born billionaire under formal investigation following his arrest as part of a probe into organized crime on the messaging app. The decision is expected later on Wednesday. From cold towels to early dismissal, people are finding ways to cope with a second day of a heat wave in the United States. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The National Weather Service cautions it will remain dangerously hot across the Tennessee and southern Ohio valleys and the Mid-Atlantic following steaming hot weather from Missouri to Pennsylvania. In Chicago, residents looked for ways to cope with record-breaking temperatures in the high 90s and heat index values over 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Dave Bernier is with the Lincoln Park Zoo, where keepers are giving frozen treats to the animals.
It has the same kind of effect as what you would give like a popsicle to a person.
Some schools were letting out early or canceling class due to heat and power outages. Relief is expected with cooler temperatures forecast for the upper Midwest to the Great Lakes region. Thunderstorms could generate downpours and flash flooding, hail and gusty winds from Michigan to Massachusetts. I'm Jennifer King.
Thousands of young Haitians are jumping at the chance to become soldiers. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Brushing aside the possibility they could be kidnapped, tortured, or killed, Haiti's youngest generation is answering the call of a government seeking to rebuild a once reviled military reinstated just years ago with the aim to crush gangs. Haiti's government has not said how many have applied to become soldiers, but documents from the Ministry of Defense show at least 3,000 people were chosen in August and asked to submit personal documents as they await a battery of test. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.